This is going to be a little bit of a different episode. I have had a day full of reflection and a lot of learning. Learning why I do this. That's number one. Why I want to help my community. Dig deep and figure out, is this a long-term thing? Is this something that I want to do forever? Is this my calling?
Welcome to Debt-Free Latina, the podcast where you can finally realize your dream of being debt-free and feeling peace about your financial future. And now your host, Myra Alejandra Garcia.
Hola, hola. Thank you so much for being here. The question was, do I want to do this forever? Is this my calling? And I really think it is. I also feel that after attending She Podcast, which, let me tell you, Elsie and Jessica are amazing. They were super welcoming. I got the privilege of talking to Elsie in person, and she is super sweet. Love her to pieces. And the whole experience was really good. I have literally a notebook full of notes and tons of things, and I was super inspired and tons of things I could apply right away. And I'm an extrovert. I mean, I even had the button that said extrovert on me. Like, talk to me, fill my cup, please. I love people. That's how I feel all the time. And on Thursday through Saturday, this was like a 4-day event. So the three first days were amazing. I got to sleep in my own bed because it was here. The event was here locally. And I had the privilege of coming home and sleeping in my own bed. And I'd come home every night, you know, between Thursday and Saturday night. And I just was so happy to go back the next day. But then on Sunday, things took a turn. And it was a lot of info, a lot of things in my head. And it was nobody's fault. It was just all me. I had a hot seat with a wonderful company that I will not mention. And they gave me practical things that I could do to fix, you know, my description, my show notes, my website, tons of little things that I could definitely do. And they touched on a couple things that, you know, some of the software that I have that I use to, you know, get on the air is probably not the best out there. And a lot of that has to do with I tried to find the most economical way to get on the air. I needed to keep this in my budget. And so I bought a deal with a company, a host, forever, where I get an RSS feed, which is what you need to have a podcast. And it's doing a couple things that I don't want it to do. And I discovered that on Sunday. And it was just little things, right? I mean, the guy was amazing, and I have so much respect for him, and I'm so grateful for all the feedback. But I don't know why I broke down as soon as I walked away from that booth, from that mic, from all the feedback. I broke down. I was so overwhelmed. Because I'm trying to build this as a solopreneur. And being a solopreneur is really lonely. You're trying to do all the things. And on top of all the things, I'm trying to also keep a job. I have a full-time job. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I have to cook and clean. I've got a lot on my plate. And that's not to make an excuse. That's just my reality. And I'm trying to build this with my own capital, like with my own money, with my own personal budget. I move money over to my business account when I can. And, you know, with the little coachings I do here and there, I pay the bills for the business and I've made it work for 4 years. However, I learned a lot. Would love to apply a lot of that right away. And I just know that that's not possible. That was part of my overwhelm. Like, gosh, I just wish I could facilitate some of this. I just wish I could, you know, and there's some that I can do. And that's the reality, right? I need to go back and, you know, just look at my budget for the business and say, how much can I, you know, maybe outsource this little thing that I don't know how to do. Or maybe I need to get an SEO expert to help me understand what I need to, you know, do to optimize XYZ. There's a lot of things I could do. And I will move forward. And I wrote a list of all the things that I could do and should do. But it's still a long list. It's long. There's a lot just one person can do. You need a team. And that's what I would really, really love. I would love a team. I would love to get the word out. I would love to help people. That's my passion. That's what I love to do. And you can't do all the things. You can't do all the things at once. It's all in due time. Just like you're probably, you know, on your debt-free journey and wish you could just be out of debt. I have goals now. I have things that I have to aim at, and I have to try to find a way to get that done. I have a lot less resources than the people that were around me, a lot of them. And that's my reality too. I don't have a six-figured income. I don't have a college education. I don't know what I don't know, and I'm trying to learn from the experts and take some wise counsel so that I can try to build this all on my own. That's my reality. That's how I feel right now. I'm trying not to have a pity party about it. I'm just sharing how I feel. And when I shared that with a couple of my really good friends now, I had a very cool amount. I had a very good group of people around me. I appreciated feeling validated and being relatable because they have felt that same way. They don't have all their ducks in a row. We're just trying out here to help y'all. We're just trying out here to help to build this. My dream is to be a financial coach full time. Full time. That's my dream. And I had a friend that I met in person. I've talked to her a few times through Instagram, but I met her in person, Maribel Quesada Smith. And she got on the phone with me today, which I so very much appreciated, because she asked me, "What's your why?" And although, like, I've written that years ago, like 4 years ago, I wrote, you know, my whole like business plan with the Business Boutique book, and I went to the Business Boutique conference, and I've done that years ago. The question helped me refocus. The question helped me and inspired me to keep pushing. To find the resources, right? I mean, is there somebody out there giving grants? I don't know. I have no idea, but I'm gonna go ask. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to document it. And I'm going to tell you here on the show. I don't know if somebody is, you know, just like they give scholarships and grants for college. Hey, I'm self-taught, y'all. Like, I've invested in my own education. I've learned how to podcast on my own. I've learned how to build a website on my own. I've had to learn a ton of skills by myself for the last 4 years. But is there scholarships out there? Is there more help for us that are just trying to build this all on our own and we are solopreneurs? Is there somebody willing to take me under the wing, their wing, and mentor me? I don't know. I hope so. I really hope so. Because I am able and willing to learn. I learn quick. To apply, to have somebody understand how hard this is and I'm still out here trying. I hope this helps you in some way. I don't know. I don't even know anymore. There's just a lot in my head. It's a lot. If I find something, if I find some sort of resource or mentor or who knows? I don't know. I'm going to go ask. I'm going to try to figure this out. I'm going to try to also look at my budget and see what can I do. Because there are some things I could do. There's some things I just don't have the skill set yet. And that's okay. I can go learn it. Like, it's just going to take me longer. It's just going to take time. But I've already invested 4 years. I've been trying to build this business for 4 years. And it's been great. I love it. I know there's a need and I want to help fill it. That's my goal. Outside of being a full-time financial coach, that would be like amazing. But slow and steady. It's all right. I've got a lot to learn. As a first gen, there's a lot we have to overcome. And sometimes we just need help, support, somebody to hear us out. Somebody to help us put a plan together. Just like I help people build a budget because I've just done it for 10 years and it's super easy for me to build one. I need somebody to help me build a plan I can follow. I mean, I've done these. I've done as much as I can. I sort of had a I have some sort of a plan, but can it be better? Is that what I'm lacking? I don't know what I don't know. I appreciate you being here. We're in this together. We can do this. We'll figure it out. But I also want to stay true to my values. I don't want to get in debt. I'm not going to get in debt to build this business. I'm not. It's an integrity thing. And to some people, it might be super weird. And that's all right. I'm just not. It's not an option. So how are you doing this? How? Stay tuned. I'll keep you posted. And I'm also going to start a series called Why? Why do you do this, Maida? What are you trying to accomplish? Because it all goes back to why do you keep pushing? I have a responsibility to bring hope and teach my community, including the Latinx population, the first gen folks, the basics of budgeting and building wealth, avoiding debt, and not falling for cultural sayings that hurt our mindset. Being relatable and understanding our culture is important to me. And approaching them without shame and love is what I aim for. That is my mission. I'm going to give you a couple of examples of the things and I will be addressing in this Why series. Because in our culture, some people live al día, which is day by day, which is below paycheck to paycheck. Another mission of my, or another why, is because we need to make this information accessible and relatable to our culture, to our people. And that's super important to me. Understanding the culture is of utmost importance to me. Respecting my people, respecting the culture, respecting these things, and coming from a place of a loving heart, that's important to me. We need to tackle and debunk the mindsets of things like el que no tranza no avanza. What do you mean? No, we don't. That's not true. But these are things we heard growing up. These are things that people live by. And no, it's not true. It's not true. And that is just a couple of things that I will be covering in this Why series. Thank you so much for being here. Hasta luego.
Thanks for listening to Debt Free Latina. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you can take Maira with you on your journey to become debt free as you build financial wealth. Looking for more? Follow Maira on Instagram at debtfree.latina, Facebook at debtfreelatina, and online at debtfreelatina.com.